You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome one and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blogontheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch our live show every day about 3 o'clock Central Time on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RJ Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed. And we are here for a special podcast-only episode of Ocho Live. You know why we're here. The Dallas Cowboys defeated the Philadelphia Eagles, their fifth straight win. So welcome to a special podcast-only episode of Ocho Live. This is our Sounds from the Locker Room episode, and I know that I'm kind of whispering. Full disclosure, that's how we roll here on Ocho Live. I'm currently sitting and recording this in my hotel room in Arlington after the Cowboys beat the Eagles, and it's a little quiet. I'm trying to be a respectful neighbor. So let's just kind of, let's get to business. And we'll be on Ocho Live all week long to talk about the ins and outs of this game. It was fantastic. The Cowboys are so close to winning the NFC East. But again, we are here to hear from the Dallas Cowboys themselves. So let's start off here on Ocho Live, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, well, you know, you can call it meddling. I sent that last pass in. That's called the Jones pass off the defender. Get it going. So, yes, I'm meddling.
Jerry, how satisfying is it? You made a big commitment in the Amari Cooper trade. Now you get a big payoff.
Well, I can't tell you how pleased I am that from our fans to everybody involved that he is such a complete player for us. And when you see him not have many plays, not many targets early, and then turn around and change the game like that, then you realize what kind of impact that he can have. And so I'm proud for everybody out there. The first thing I saw Dak smiling was, boy, we like that Cooks, buddy. So it's a good feeling. The team, that world championship group, just wouldn't go away out there today. And we seem like we wanted to let them hang around a little bit more than I know we all wanted to, but that's Dak Prescott you saw out there come back and leave those bad plays behind him and make those game-winning plays at the end. So I'm real pleased for him that we won this game.
You like to say of Dak that sometimes a quarterback has to make sure he doesn't lose. Is this one of those kind of games?
Well, I just think that I just have the feeling, I don't know about y'all, but I just have the feeling if it's not going good for him, well, then I'm glad we got a little time left on the clock. It's going to go good for him, and he will make up. I know one thing, he's not going to go out there with his head down and dwell on the mistakes he makes early.
Jerry, the guts that Jason showed in overtime to not settle for a field goal.
Well, I thought he had the feel for his team. I'm sure, felt that that was the best place to take the risk, was right there as opposed to giving them the ball. And I don't think anybody of the Cowboys would ever have second-guessed that call right there. I thought our best chance to win this game was to make that first down.
You have Zach Martin, any update?
Excuse me?
Zach Martin, any update?
It looks similar to the last time that he left the game. We right now don't see anything structurally or specific that, but we are concerned, but we don't see anything that's different than what we saw the last time he hurt him with his MCM.
How magical is this run, Jerry, right now?
What?
How magical is this run right now?
Well, I think that this one, statistically, logistically, this one was a big thing to end up here where we are with 3 games to go. And so This one was one that, frankly, you just kept thinking, we look like the team that can win this ball game. We're just looking that way. That time of possession was unbelievable. And I just thought that any time we were going to make some of those scores. And, of course, we waited until let them get back in it, as we all saw. But this is a wonderful feeling. Our fans, we don't have it at all, but this is a big step toward us winning the East and getting a shot at the playoffs.
Did it look and feel like a team that can win postseason big ball?
It does to me, because I saw them have every opportunity to get discouraged, to basically let up against a real gallant effort by Philadelphia. But our guys just, they didn't get discouraged even when we had the turnovers. But it's hard to win a game and have the numbers of turnovers that we had against a good team with a good quarterback. But we went past that challenge.
I saw you guys effectively utilize a lot of tight ends tonight. But yeah, you saw the report that came out this morning. How serious were you guys about trying to bring Jason Witten back?
Listen, I don't have any comment on that. What I did hear, I was up at the Collegiate Football Foundation, and the guy that we had that was the master of ceremony for the Collegiate Football Foundation Monday night couldn't do anything but rave and said that Jason had had his best game ever, and he was excited about him there. And that's as far as I will comment on anything there.
What kind of grip does this give you on the NFC?
Well, I can add, we can all add and do the numbers. This team's not going to quit out here, so they're coming. And frankly, that New York Giant team has got some renewed life on it. So I don't want to say anything other than this is a good spot relative to obviously where we were before Thanksgiving, or back way before Thanksgiving. It's Washington last time. This is a good spot to be in. I mean, this was a strategic. Last week was a motivational build your shoulders to stand on type win against New Orleans. This basically gave us some numbers to work with and the standings.
Jared, do you feel like your team may be over reliant on the defense, or is this just what you guys are, what your identity is?
I don't think there's anybody on the offense that's counting on a little less of this or a little more risk that our defense will stop them. I don't see that at all. I don't see it in Jason doing that either. I saw him go with the offense out there on that last play rather than rely on the defense. So I think we've got a good balance going here, and give Philadelphia a little credit on that defense for not letting us have those touchdowns early. So no, I don't think there's an over-reliance. I think, frankly, to your question, I think we're playing pretty balanced.
This defense overall, though, is this one of the best that you can remember since the early 90s, maybe?
Well, I get in trouble when you make comparisons every time, and so I don't want to do that. But from the standpoint of being able to run, from the standpoint of actual talent, and from the standpoint of our coaching, I can't remember when I felt better that we can go out and basically play a defensive game that can win. So I don't recall having felt better in the last several years.
How does Gregory Jerry avoid that rough in the passer when he's on the ground and he just reaches up there and tackles the quarterback?
The same way Zeke avoids that when he hit the guy with his head and shoulder on the tackler on the end. We're just making some calls here that are tough. We're doing it for protection and for safety. But that's the big question that's being asked, is how do you play? Gregory, 2 weeks in a row, have gotten penalties that we agree that he ought to play that way. That's the way we want him to play. And we went in there. Marinelli was talking to him just as I was talking to him. And Marinelli came up, and I said, tell him we don't want him to stop doing one thing that he's doing over these past 2 weeks. And that's the way we feel about it. He just goes ahead and makes his plays. And I don't want Zeke to stop punishing him either when he's on the end of his run.
I think Zeke called as the first offensive player has been called on that. Were you surprised that this late in the season?
Very, very. I think that on further review, you'll see they both ducked their heads. And Zeke is a punishing punishing runner. That's what we've wanted in the NFL, and that's what we want to show our fans. And that is now a physical aspect of football that we don't want to eliminate. And I'll certainly do everything I can to not make those kinds of things penalties.
Jerry obviously very pleased with what he saw from his team, from Amari Cooper, from Jason Garrett. We don't know the full status on Zach Martin. Again, as soon as we do, you will hear from us at bloggingtheboys.com, so make sure to stay tuned there. But for now, hopefully Zach is all right. Let's get to our next guest here on Ocho Live, the podcast, Sounds from the Locker Room. Let's go to DeMarcus Lawrence, king of the Hot Boys.
What about the aggressiveness of Coach Garrett to go for it in overtime on fourth down?
Ha!
He trusts
That's
you guys,
all it is.
Ha!
You know, he brought it from, you know, down here. So, I mean, you know, shout out to Coach Garrett, you know, for a risky play call. But, you know, I mean, you got to take risks when, you know, the division on the line. I mean, you can't sit back and, you know, put the game in my kicker's hand because, you know, they scored game over. So, I feel like he did the right thing, and the offense did their thing. Getting first down.
Now that it's over, did you use that choke talk as motivation in any way?
Now that it's over, I'm still being honest. No, I was just telling you, like, a good team like that, that's what you're supposed to do to them, you know, and in order to be successful, that's what you got to do. You got to step on their throats, and I don't feel like we did that to 100% today, stepping on their throats. So, Indianapolis, we coming.
In a way, the fourth quarter, where you guys didn't play as well as you did in the previous three, give you something to work on? In a sense?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, shoot, we ain't perfect, you know. We weren't perfect last week either, but, you know, we still did our thing. But that's the main thing is, you know, being perfect as much as we can.
Yeah, I got a sense from Jason.
What?
Last night, I got something from Jason. We're going for the fourth down. We're taking a lead. This is it. This is our chance to go away.
You say last night. Well, we ain't know that.
Team meeting.
We didn't know we was going to be in that situation last night. I mean, you know, football is just a remarkable game because you always have to react to, you know, what you get. So, I mean, you can't anticipate nothing. You can't guess. You just have to react and, you know, play the best way you can.
Despite putting you all defensively in some bad spots, Dak really rebounded. What does that show you? How much do you appreciate that?
I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. You know, he wasn't perfect tonight. I mean, we weren't perfect tonight, but, you know, he keep bouncing back. That's the heart of a warrior, you know. You keep knocking me down, I'm going to keep getting back up. You know what I'm saying? So that's a true warrior, true leader on our offense, and much respect. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Mark.
And D-Law had himself quite the game against the Eagles. And, you know, he's not alone. And really, one of the guys on the Hot Boys, on the Cowboys defense, who's having just an incredible season, probably the best season of his career so far, is Tyrone Crawford. And he spoke too, and he was just, you could tell that this was such a big win for the Cowboys. Let's go to him now. Tyrone Crawford here on Ocho Live.
You know, to get it with these guys, this team, and, you know, the way we play today, you know, as a team, it feels awesome.
There were times where Dak, with the turnovers, put the defense in a tough spot, but he came back.
Yeah.
He didn't let that affect him. How much do you appreciate that in the quarterback?
You know, I know Dak. You know, I know he's a fighter. You know, I know he's going to do his thing, you know, go downfield and make plays. And so, you know, we're never really worried about it. You know, we go on the field with confidence every time as a defense. So, you know, no matter what situation we're put in, you know, we go out there and, you know, ready for action. So, just happy that Dak, you know, can overcome, I guess, the mental part of it and go down for your health. Thank you, good sir.
How much do you appreciate Coach Garrett's aggressiveness in overtime? Not that he doesn't have faith in the defense, but he wanted to get the touchdown, get the
save. Yeah, most definitely. Coach Garrett, you know, he did his thing tonight, and, you know, whoever was calling the plays, they did their thing too, you know, if it was Coach, but definitely I was happy with his confidence in the offense, and, you know, I always have confidence in the offense and the guys that I, you know, practice with and grind with and go to war with every day. So, you know, I was just happy he did too.
You know, you don't know your coach is going for fourth down, but did you ever feel like Coach Garrett had an edge to him today that, you know, this is it for us? We got to put Philly away.
You know, Coach Garrett always has an edge to him. he gets criticized in the media for a lot of different things, but I mean, the guy is a great head coach, and you know, a lot of people were talking bad about him earlier. They're probably talking great about him now, and that's why, you know, I said it when I walked in. You know, don't try and start loving us now, man. Just keep running without y'all.
What kind of grip?
Not y'all, but I'm saying, you know, the haters.
What kind of grip do you feel this gives the Cowboys this guy, on the NFC East now?
I mean, we control it, man. We just got to go out there and, you know, play the way we play for the next three games and, you know, not let up. So, yeah.
You guys seem to take exception to that Eagles celebration there. What was kind of the statement you wanted to make?
I just seen D-Law go over there, and, you know, when one of my brothers are over there, if they want war, they'll get it.
And you had the strip sack today. I think the defense has forced a turnover six straight games. Are you guys able to get so many takeaways recently?
You know, that's just what you're trying to do as a defense. You're trying to get takeaways. I mean, that's the goal, you know. You always want to get the ball. So if you get an opportunity to do it, then you better do it. Thank you, guys.
The Hot Boys were phenomenal against the Eagles. And, you know, the fourth quarter of this game was just an offensive explosion. After both teams kind of limited everybody all game long, the fourth quarter was just where things really, really, really blew up. And Amari Cooper, 217 yards, three touchdowns, both career highs for him, really just kind of set the game on fire. He spoke a lot, and he had a lot of interesting things to say. We wrote about this at Blog on the Boys, but he spoke. Make sure you listen to what he says about his 75-yard touchdown, about what he and Dak talked about Scott Linehan, etc. Here is Amari Cooper.
Amari, when you saw that they were playing zero coverage on that play, at what point do you know, okay, I want the ball in this situation, and I want it?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of two sides to that coin. I knew they were playing cover zero, but I've also been running a lot of slant routes since I got here, and I beat them on a lot of slant routes, beat them on a couple in this game, and I knew 32. We had kind of been talking throughout the game, and he had kind of been sitting on a lot of routes. I knew I had the slant route there, but I knew he would sit on it. I knew it was cover zero, so I tried to sell the fade. It still didn't really work, but, you know, I just stayed with the ball, and there you have it.
6 points in the first half. I mean, how confident were you guys that you would be able to get something going? You broke out big time in the second half.
Yeah, we felt like we dominated them the whole first half, but, you know, we had a couple penalties in the game that kind of weren't good for us. We couldn't convert when we were in the red area, so. But we felt like we dominated them. We felt like if we eliminated those penalties in the second half, we could go out there and score some points.
Three touchdowns in the game. I mean, do you remember a game like this where you've been able to, you know, really be the focus of an offense and take off the way that you did today? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I feel like that's, you know, that's who I am. I feel like I can make those plays and to help my team win. You know, I did it in college a lot, in Oakland. I did it sometimes. But my whole goal is just to be more consistent and be able to provide that type of play for my team every week.
The winning streak, they say winning cures everything, right? You know, I mean, here you are now, five in a row, after coming from a place that it seemed like it wasn't going real well there. How much is this rejuvenating you? I mean, just overall, your love of the game and everything involved with this.
Yeah, I mean, I told Aaron Andrews that, you know, this is really a dream come true. When I thought of playing in the NFL as a youth, this is the perfect example of that. From everything from the city, the facilities, winning, watching that defense out there, watching his offense out here, it's a dream come true.
When people said that the Cowboys overpaid for you, did you hear that?
Of course. I mean, with social media, you hear everything if you're on there. But I know what I'm worth, and I know I can play football, so it didn't really bother me.
On the 75-yard touchdown, was that something you had to be patient to set up that
didn't
win the game?
It's interesting because I actually had another stop route on that play, and they were, if you was watching, they were like really sitting on those stop routes, man. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So when I broke the huddle, I was kind of mad, and I was like, Dak, come on, again? He was like, just run it, bro. And then I guess he thought about it again, and he kind of signaled a go route. And I was elated when he did that. And I took off, caught the ball, and scored.
How happy are you to be a Dallas Cowboy after the trade? I know it's been a couple weeks now, but the fact that you're making plays like this today on national television, the Raiders, or where the Raiders are right now, how special is it to be a Dallas Cowboy?
I mean, it's special. Obviously, we're winning, and that's the goal. it's fun when you're winning. So I'm having a lot of fun, happy to be here, happy with my new teammates.
Amari, when you said that Dak signaled to you, do you mean a hand signal pre-snap, or was it like a little thing?
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
as you were running your route.
Yeah, I already gave you guys too much information, but yeah, it was a hand signal. I guess we'll have to change it now, but yeah.
When you walked into the tunnel here and walked in, I mean, it almost looked like you were emotionless. I mean, just all business. I mean, anything change? I mean, are you just one of those guys that it doesn't matter high or low? I mean, when you have a game like that, it didn't seem like you were riding high, running in, screaming and yelling as you were coming down the tunnel after the game.
I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, I'm a veteran now. You know, this game has its valleys and peaks for sure. So I just try to stay level. And I guess that's what you saw.
What does a win like this say about Dak being able to overcome some mistakes, a little bit of adversity to drive down the field and win it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I was able to see it before I got here. I was able to definitely see it when I got here. Dak is a really resilient player. He doesn't let anything affect him. He goes out there, he plays the next play. He's always believing and having faith that we can overcome anything. And that's what you need from your quarterback.
Thank you for the time.
Amari talking about hand signals and changing things up. I find that really interesting. Really, really, really interesting to see kind of what the Cowboys might think of Scott Linehan. I don't know. I don't want to put words in his mouth. But as mentioned, we'll get into that deeper throughout the week. Let's go to our next guest on Ocho Live. Sounds from the locker room again after the Cowboys beat the Eagles 29-23 in overtime. Let's go to Mr. Swipe himself. Here is Jalen Smith.
That was prophetic. How magical is this feeling
for this
team right now?
It feels great. The energy. It's so electrifying. It's you and all it's only up for me.
Feeling, you said you step up to encourage the offense after turnovers. What specifically did you say to Dak after any of them today?
Yeah, just telling him that I got him. Telling him that we're going to hold it down. And telling him that, you know, I believe in him. You know, his poise is the thing that I'm most proud about. He's very resilient. He's shown that his whole life, and I'm just thankful to be his teammate.
You guys are up 9-0 there. Defense was dominating in the third quarter. Yes. Interception kind of turns the game, and all of a sudden it's a shootout. Is that how quickly a game can change when a turnover changes the kind of the momentum there?
And it's hard to win in this league. Yeah. And it's all about ebbs and flows of the game. You know, everyone's going to have momentum at some point, and it's about what you do with it. And we were able to withstand it, withhold it, or whatever, and then get the victory. So I'm thankful.
Jalen, what do you think has changed? Like,
say it again. I'm sorry.
What do you think has changed since you guys were 2 games under 500?
I just think handling the ebbs and flows of the game, not getting too high, not getting too low, understanding what the big cause is and what the big objective is, and that's when the clock hits 0-0. Just to outscore the opponent. So that's the biggest thing that we've been able to wrap our minds around, being able to finish games. We're happy.
What was the roller coaster of emotions like as the ball TD pass hit the DB's hand, popped up in the air?
Very stressful. But thankful. You know, myself and Damian Wilson on the sideline, 3rd and 7. And we made a comment to each other. We said, yeah, we're not going back out on the field. We're not going back out on the field. Next play, touchdown. So, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Jalen, always one of the more well-polished Cowboys when he speaks. He is he was on the cover of the program, and he actually had a huge stack of programs. When he walked out of the locker room, he had about 15 with him, so I'm sure he enjoyed seeing himself on the cover. Let's go to our final defensive player here on Ocho Live Sounds from the Locker Room. Let's go to Chidobe Awuzie.
Very magical. That's NFL football right there. You know, we fought beginning, you know, got up early, kept the momentum, but then they fought back like a Super Bowl championship team would. And, you know, that last drive, you know, was amazing. Definitely, you know, tip my hat to Coop and the offense and Dak and all those guys. So I definitely think that was an NFL football game and something that we could learn from.
Just from your perspective, what was it like watching this offense overcome some adversity, remain resilient, and then get that game-winning overtime?
It's great. It's definitely great. You know, we're definitely a team. You know, we look at them for momentum. They look at us for momentum. And we kind of fed off them. You know, definitely in that second half, you know, they were moving the ball really well. And then that last drive, I mean, they saved us from even stepping onto the field. Even though I was a little uneasy, you know, our blood pressure was getting a little high. But we made a great play and, you know, got the W.
That game winner feel like it took a whole minute deflected up in the air.
I know. It was crazy. I mean, 1 minute, you know, it's deflected. And then we're getting ready to go back on defense. And then obviously he caught it and scored a touchdown. I'm still kind of lost for words. So, you know, I got to definitely watch that again tonight. That was a great play.
What can I tell you about this team and the hopes going forward when you find so many different ways to win?
That we can find different ways to win. You know, it doesn't always have to be the same way. And we understood that coming in. You know, it's going to be a dogfight. And definitely was that. And happy to go to overtime, happy to end our offense. You know, we've been in that position before where nut cutting time, that someone got to step up, and the offense definitely did.
What does it say about the defense that you guys were able to give the offense the time to do that?
You know, it's definitely what we wanted to do. I think in that second half, we kind of, you know, had some miscues, let some things go, got a little, you know, protective, you know, in our techniques and stuff like that. But overall, it resulted in a win. And, you know, we're going to watch the tape and try to clean these things up, hopefully limit more plays.
You know, the last few games, y'all haven't allowed more than 5 first downs in the first half. What are you doing to shut them down at the beginning, and how does that enable y'all to get these spells?
You know, we just come out ready. You know, we come out hot. You know, we definitely are intense, you know, right when we come out. We're woken up. I don't know if it's, you know, the other team not being ready or if it's just us, you know, being, you know, ready and good and being on our P's and Q's. And you're seeing the results, and hopefully that's something we can build on. But we definitely have to do a great job of starting fast and finishing strong. I think that's the main thing, is we have to finish these games strong. You know, once we have the momentum, keep it. So.
Do you ever remember being on a defense that's dominant, whether high school, college, whatever?
Yeah. So. I mean, high school was easy. High school is pretty easy, but in terms of this level of talent, you know, in the NFL, you know, this isn't common. This definitely isn't common, and I think we're doing a great job right now of just listening to what the coaches have to say, you know, communicating, loving each other, and flying to the ball.
Whether it was for various reasons, it seems like this defense just has a lot of non-first-round picks on it that are just playing so well, self-included. Why is that possible for you guys?
I mean, you see stories all the time in the NFL about people, you know, coming up, you know, undrafted, seventh round, fifth round, whatever, and, you know, making great plays. And it just goes to testament that if you're in this league, you can play. And it's just that confidence you have to gain from playing, experience, all those type of things. And I think we definitely have that now with this team, especially with these kind of wins that we're having or these type of close games. It just keeps building our palate. You know, it keeps letting us grow.
Was there ever a point since you've been with the Cowboys that you thought, we got a chance to be an elite defense? And when did that kind of start getting in your mind?
That was our goal from the beginning. Right when Coach Rashard came, we had that first meeting, that was our goal. To be a championship defense, and you know, we're starting to set the tone and do that, you know, now. Even though we wish we could have done that a little earlier in the season, but we're definitely happy that it's clicking now.
Is there anything missing for you guys to take it to an even higher level? Is there anything else you guys
of can course yeah. We're never satisfied. I mean, we never think that we've arrived, and I think it's more or less not any personnel or guys or anything like that. It's just, you know, keeping our game tight, and by doing that, you have to, you know, study more, you have to communicate more. Run things in different coverages, make sure you're on your P's and Q's in every single coverage. And it's just chasing that, you know, perfection. And even though it's hard to be perfect, we're going to chase it and hopefully fall close. So,
when you were in practice, was there ever a moment where just maybe something Amari did that just caught your eye? You're like, man, that guy's different than most guys.
I mean, people knew that, you know, since he was at Alabama. You know, I grew up, you know, he was a couple years older than me, but I got a chance to see him at Alabama, then obviously on the Raiders and stuff. I'm from the Bay Area, so I knew what type of guy he was. But what he's doing right now is very special. You know, it's very special, and I'm happy, you know, in the situation that he was in. You know, obviously traded away. No one likes to be traded away, but now look at it. You know, everybody's story is different, and that's what makes, you know, stories special. So I think what he's doing right now is very special.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Cheeto was very, very, very pleased with what the Cowboys did. I thought it was interesting how he talked about high school was easy, talked a lot about how things are difficult at the NFL level, and he's right. you know, really, really, really great game from Cheeto in a lot of respects. The Cowboys secondary and defense as a whole got scored on in the fourth quarter, but kind of, you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt, all things considered. Let's go to the last person we have here, and then we'll get out of here. And again, apologies for, you know, the difference in sound again, but we wanted to get this podcast up because it is our Sounds from the Locker Room episode. We will have tons of episodes of all of our shows coming out this week, so make sure you stay tuned. Subscribe to the Blog on the Boys podcast feed on all Apple and Android devices. Our final guest here on Ocho Live, the podcast, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver, Cole Beasley.
The losses that we had, really. But we knew what we had in our locker room, and we just kept fighting. We knew eventually we'd put it all together, and we're starting to now.
I think after that Houston loss, you guys didn't panic. It was like, oh, there's still so much left.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we should have won that game. We knew that. There were a lot of games we should have won early that we didn't. So just knowing that, you know, we knew we were right there, obviously. You know, we just had to get back to work and keep pushing forward, and eventually, you know, things would click. Now they're starting to.
How about the poise and resiliency that Dak showed throughout this game and just kind of come back and really help you guys?
Yeah, that's just him. You know, it's been him since he's gotten here. You know, good or bad, he's going to be the same guy. He doesn't change throughout the flow of the game, no matter which direction it goes. And, you know, that's what you want in a leader and a quarterback for your team. And, you know, guys rally around that.
You talked about the first and second down passing. Y'all were up 9-0 in the third. Come out, you know, on your home 14, y'all have two passes in a row. Obviously, the second one's picked off. You like the aggressiveness there, though, as a receiver, oh, still attack sure. Right there?
That's what we need to do. Anytime we're attacking on offense, that's when we're at our best. So, yeah. You know, that's how we need to play. I mean, when we play like that, you know, we'll be better on offense. Obviously, we have to take responsibility for the turnovers. And this, I mean, you know, it kind of makes a coordinator not want to do that when you do those things, but I think he's starting to have enough faith in the guys that we have on this team to start making those calls and letting us, you know, win or lose the game. And we got good enough players that, you know, we're going to win most of them playing like that.
Talk about Amari's touchdown. I mean, people are going to be talking about that one for a long time. But
yeah, it was a crazy play, man. It went from a deflection pick almost to a touchdown. You know, it's the game of emotions, you know, throughout the whole thing, and that was a crazy way to finish a game, and, you know, that shows a lot about the resiliency of this team, and he fought through the play to the end and, you know, finished it off, and the DB didn't.
How much of that is fun? I mean, obviously you enjoy it, but it's a little lucky. You know, sometimes it's a weird game. The ball bounces weird ways. Is it just kind of cool to smile at and say, I'm glad that one went our way?
Yeah, I mean, in this league, you'll take luck any day. You know, a lot of games are won based off luck, I guess. You know, when the players are as talented as they are out here, it's going to be like that sometimes, and it's going to come down to the end, and who gets kind of lucky and makes the play at the end.
Amari talked about how Dak had a hand signal to him on one of his touchdowns. What's that moment like where you're up there and maybe you kind of have this tingle, this could go a certain way, that changed in an instant?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the DBs have been playing us a certain way all game, and, you know, we had that look before, so Dak knew how the DB was going to play him, so we'll take our guy over their guy any day of the week, and I'm glad he signaled that one.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep.
I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seemed Smart. It Seemed Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seemed smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.